Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts. This is Story Quest. Today's story is
Timmy the Time Travelling Tortoise by Freddy.
Timmy was a tortoise who lived in Tinglewood Zoo. He was the smallest tortoise and had lived there for nearly 50 years, which seems a long time, but in tortoise years, well, he wasn't much more than a teenager. Timmy wasn't a happy tortoise. The trouble was that when people came to visit the zoo, hardly anyone wanted to see him. It was all about the tall, elegant giraffes and the scary lions and all the tigers, and he could see the children practically rush past his enclosure to get to the alpacas. This was really confusing, because Timmy knew that alpacas are actually really grumpy, and they spit at people. Timmy didn't spit, but he was quite grumpy. He felt, well, just left out. There were green parakeets who flew freely around the zoo, and one of them, who was called Chirp, had made things worse by telling him that not even one fluffy tortoise toy had been sold in the gift shop. Oof. This did not help his mood one bit. Timmy complained to his parakeet friend, but it has to be said, Chirp wasn't very sympathetic.
"Well, you've had your time, haven't you?" said Chirp.
"What do you mean I've had my time? I've only been alive for 50 years. I'm still a kid. Well, for a tortoise, when do I get to be the special one?"
"Nah, I mean, you reptiles had your time," Chirp said again. "The age of the dinosaurs, right? You ruled the blooming earth for millions of years. You can't be getting all sniffy now because people fancy a change and want a pack of woolly alpaca or pet a giraffe."
"Oh, that's all very well, but it's not like I got to be part of the age of the dinosaurs, is it?"
huffed Timmy. He waddled off forlornly to chomp on a new batch of leaves. They were a new type, it seemed, left by the keepers. They were very, very good, so that cheered him up a bit. It was strange to think that he had something in common with actual dinosaurs, and Timmy thought it must have been very exciting to be alive in those times.
"Oh, I wish I'd been around when reptiles ruled the world. The age of the tortoise. Well, and dinosaurs. I'd expect we'd all have got along."
Something very strange began to happen. The air around Timmy began to shimmer and a mist sprung up. He felt himself being lifted into the air.
"Oh, what's happening?"
he wailed. Flying through the swirling mist, he could see that the zoo looked different. The buildings were old, and people were wearing strange, old-fashioned clothing. And then the mist parted again, and the zoo had disappeared completely. Rows of houses took its place, and then fields. Spinning in the mist, Timmy realised that it was as if he had gone back in time. In fact, that must be it. He looked down to see a castle appear, and a battle being fought. And then more mists, and the castle became huts with cavemen. He must be going back further and further. He was getting quite dizzy now, and so he was relieved when the mists dissolved and he found himself plonked back on the ground. Lush, thick vegetation surrounded him. It looked quite delicious, and the air was thick and hot. Could it be the same place? Where was he, or rather, when was he? The answer presented itself quite neatly when, hearing a steady chomping noise, he looked up to see a brontosaurus pulling leaves from the tallest tree. He squeaked in shock and waddled as quickly as he could under a large palm leaf.
He must be back in the age of the dinosaurs. He thought he might be friends with the ancient reptiles, but he hadn't expected them to be so, well, big. The Brontosaurus was massive. Gaining a bit of confidence, Timmy shouted up, hello, Mr. Brontosaurus, can we be friends? But the giant beast was so high up he couldn't hear, and Timmy found himself scurrying away from the giant feet which mooched around the trees, very nearly stepping on him more than once. He gave up and got himself to a safe distance.
Well, that wasn't the warm welcome I was expecting, he huffed.
The mists rolled around him, and he found himself in a rolling green plain.
Phew!
Away from those lumbering feet. But what were those? Those spikes?
Stegosauruses!
He tried to wave at them. They were ambling around in a herd across the grass, chomping lazily as they went.
What are you doing here?
One of them said curiously.
I'm visiting.
Shouldn't you be at the swamp with the others of your kind?
Can't I come along too? After all, I'm a reptile. We should all stick together and be friends.
The Stegosaurus smirked, as much as Stegosauruses can smirk. You'll just have to imagine that. Then spluttered and chuckled, and then began to laugh and laugh and laugh.
Did you hear that?
He brayed to the other Stegosauruses.
This silly little tortoise thinks he can be part of our herd.
And the others began to laugh too, and Timmy trudged away sadly. Who knew that Stegosauruses could be so mean? Hang on, should that be Stegosauri? Whatever. Timmy didn't care what they were called, and was sort of glad when the mist surrounded him again. He wasn't so glad when they dissolved away to reveal another grassy plain, but this time, the Stegosauruses, or Stegosauri, had been replaced by something else. Something huge. Something with long, sharp teeth. Something that was coming Timmy's way. There was no mistaking it. It was a Tyrannosaurus! Timmy scuttled as quickly as he could to escape. But as you can probably imagine, a small tortoise is going to find it quite difficult to outrun a T-Rex. Especially one who's very, very hungry.
Why can't we all get along?
He squeaked. The T-Rex got closer and closer, and Timmy shut his eyes, and in a flash, he found himself back in his enclosure at Tinglewood Zoo.
Phew.
You back with us then?
Cawed, chirped the parakeet.
You were out like a light.
Timmy blinked and then sighed with relief. He was back in the present. Then he realised he was on his back, spinning on his shell, and he quickly righted himself.
How embarrassing, blushed Timmy. And, I wasn't asleep. I'd gone back in time, he said.
Chirp cackled with laughter at this.
Good joke, Timmy. Nah, I saw you myself. You were snoring away.
But it had seemed so real and so scary.
I was right there with the dinosaurs, right in the middle of the age of the reptiles.
Well, you must have felt like a king, I must say.
I felt more like lunch. Not all reptiles are herbivores like me. And it was too hot. And it turns out Stegosauruses, or Stegosauri, or whatever you call them, it turns out they're really mean. And I nearly got trodden on, and I'm starving. Talking of which, where did all those delicious new leaves go? I'm ravenous.
Those keepers took them away. Apparently they were a bit, well, dodgy. You were fast asleep for days. The chameleons all went purple, and some of the turtles started tap dancing.
Whatever had happened, Timmy was relieved to be home, and he never travelled through time again. And maybe it wasn't so bad being the smallest tortoise in the zoo. Maybe he didn't get crowds coming to watch him chomp on his leaves, and maybe the shop would always sell more toy tigers than tortoises. But on the other hand, he had a safe, warm place to live, and delicious leaves every day. And generally speaking, no one wanted to eat him for lunch. So, when you thought about it, perhaps it was the age of the tortoise after all. And that's the story of Timmy the time-travelling tortoise. Do you really think he went back in time?
Or was it just a dream?
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode. I'm with Freddie, who gave us the idea for the story, Timmy the Time-Traveling Tortoise. Freddie, a time-traveling tortoise named Timmy. What gave you that idea, mate?
Well, to be honest with you, well, I was thinking because I didn't have to go to school because I had a doctor's appointment with my arm because I broke it. So I basically, I have a pet tortoise and loads of tortoise teddies, like this one. Yeah. And basically, I was just trying to think of things that rhyme with, have the same letter as the same start tortoise. So I was trying to find things that start with the letter T. So I thought of a name, Timmy. And then I thought of just something, so I thought of time travelling, because that begins with T.
Okay, first question, most important, how's your arm? You broke it, is it all right now?
Yeah, it's all right now.
Great. Now, what is your tortoise like, before we talk about our own time travelling tortoise?
Well, let's just say he's quite lazy, he likes to, we put his food on his plate, he goes, runs to it, grabs it with his mouth, and then runs back to where it's nice and warm.
Seriously, runs? I didn't think tortoises ran.
No, he's quite fast.
Oh, wow. The time-travelling tortoise that we gave in our story, was it anything like your Timmy?
A little bit. Yeah, it seems a bit crazy.
Quite similar. Well, listen, I know it's obviously about Timmy, the time-travelling tortoise. Who was your favourite character in the adventure, though?
Probably the bird. I can't remember his name though.
Oh, why did you like the bird?
Mostly because it was like kind of cool, kind of funny, like chatting to Timmy and then Timmy just trying to bat him away.
There was a lot that went on, a lot of time traveling and a lot of fun between the bird and the tortoise as well. What was your favorite moment in the whole story, Freddie?
Probably the part when the bird was telling Timmy about what had happened to the other animals once they'd eaten the thing. Once they'd eaten the leaves.
Yeah, a lot of mysterious thing went on there. Well, here's what I was thinking. Do you think he actually did go time travelling? Or was it all a dream? What do you reckon?
I think he may have hallucinated because the bird said that the leaves that he ate were making a lot of the other animals go a bit crazy. So I think he was hallucinating. He fainted, fell asleep, and started hallucinating. That's what I think happened.
Oh, so no time travelling at all? Just a mad tortoise dream?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, if we could make a second Timmy the Time Travelling Tortoise, a sequel, what would you have happen?
I think Timmy should go to the future. And then try and meet, like, robots and stuff.
And tortoises look a bit like an alien, don't they? So do you reckon he could meet a lot of futuristic aliens, maybe?
Maybe. He could go time-travelling or going up to space.
Oh, there could be a series in this, right? You know, there are a series of books like Diary of Wimpy Kid and Harry Potter. We could have Timmy the Time-Travelling Tortoise. He's been to the past and the future. Where else would you like to see him go? Any parts of the past in history that would interest you for time travel?
Probably like the Mayans. We've been learning about that in school. So I think the Mayans would be pretty good to play. He could play like their Mayan ball game that we've been learning about.
And kind of crawling very slowly up the pyramids.
Yeah.
Who would you send back in time? We've sent back the tortoise. Who are you throwing into the past?
I'm throwing my brother into the past. It can be quite annoying sometimes.
Get rid of him back there. Amazing. Yeah. Freddie, thank you so much for sending us your idea.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.